Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life.
For you guys who are dealing with low T issues, if you're older, if you find that you're in the gym and you just can't gain the muscle mass that you want, or you're getting body fat, you can't get rid of belly fat, or if your sex drive isn't what it used to be, or if you're using testosterone or androgel and you're not getting the benefits that you want, chances are your body is in estrogenic female hormone, estrogenic mode. Estrogen, of course, is much more than a female hormone, but it does have feminization properties. Also, chances are pretty good that you're dealing with insulin resistance. So if you're having problems with testosterone, either low T or low T effects, if you're in the gym not getting the benefits that you want, or if you're taking testosterone and not getting the benefits, the chances are good either A, that you're dealing with excess feminization, excess estrogen. Estrogen is a stress hormone, and it's made in body fat. The more body fat you have, the more estrogen you're going to be producing. Men and women, folks, men and women. If that's not a reason to get rid of that body fat, I don't know what it is, guys. Body fat means feminization. So losing that body fat is the first thing that you want to do. There's also great anti-estrogenic foods you can use. Probably the cruciferous vegetables are the most important of the anti-estrogenic foods. Broccoli, kale, cabbage, cauliflower. If you don't like those kinds of foods, learn to like them. One of the great tricks that you could use for broccoli and cauliflower and these medicinal cruciferous vegetables is to steam them, use butter and salt. Wonderful anti-estrogenic foods.